This meeting to order. It is Thursday, January 8th, 2015. This is a meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. Our topic today, first item on the agenda, is our commission discussion. This is to discuss the finalists, to develop a list of finalists who we will interview. This is an open session. We have interviewed some of the candidates last month, and we need to develop our list of finalists. I think Dennis is going to provide us with the full list of candidates he felt were qualified, who we interviewed last month. And our task today is to, as efficiently as possible, each identify which candidates among those by label, not by name, but by label, which ones you would like us, like to interview as a finalist. And after we come up with the list, Dennis will tabulate the votes. Vote your conscience, vote the way you would prefer, and he will let us know who the top candidates are to interview. Following that decision, we will go into executive session again, and we will interview some candidates. But this session is to explain ourselves in stating our preferences and selecting those candidates we will consider our finalists. Okay. Dennis?
Good morning. So I'm going to be passing out to you a list of the eight candidates that you've interviewed previously. They're identified by their name in alphabetical order, and then a letter by their name, A, B, C, D, et cetera. So I've got a box on the left that you can check. So what we'd like you to do is to, you know, select those two or three that you'd like to know more about in the subsequent interviews that begin today. And if you hand them in to me, I'll tabulate them. But let me just
before you collect these, I want to give the commission an opportunity to state your rationale for your vote. So can we just hang on to
these?
Yes,
get the right one.
So when we refer...
Does that look like yours? Yes.
Okay, so we're gonna go around the table, and I'm gonna give you each the opportunity to identify the people you would like to interview as finalists, and provide as much rationale as you would like to explain your choices. The point here is that we're in open session. We're creating a record of why. What we are thinking in doing, in making this decision, in choosing the candidates we think are best suited for the director position. So,
By label.
By letter. You want to refer to them by letter.
By letter, yes, by letter, not by name, because we're maintaining confidentiality still. So I'll go first to give you more time, the rest of you, to think about it. My preferences are candidate A and candidate H. Those are the two individuals that I would like us to continue to consider. Candidate A, because of his qualifications, his vast experience, and it's been made clear to me in many, many ways that he's very, very interested in the position. He's got a even keel, level head, and I think on some of the key issues that we have to focus on in the next few years, he's got a special extensive experience. And I also very, very much appreciated what he had to say during the interviews about how he would relate to the commission. He's a strong supporter of the commission process, and I am a strong supporter of the commission process as well. I think it's an admirable way to set policy. And so I appreciate that in a director. It's not always a quality that you find because it is more difficult dealing with a board than having one boss to report to. And candidate H was just one of the most articulate people of all we interviewed. And he was also very, well, folksy isn't the best term, but he was very crisp and vivid in the way he explained his thinking. So I think he would come into the department and provide some leadership that would be appealing and attractive to our constituents who are difficult sometimes. So I think he had the right personal qualities as well as being very professional in his demeanor. So those are the two candidates that I would like to see us interview. Commissioner Holtzmiller?
Thank you, Madam Chair. On candidate A, a lot of things that Miranda had mentioned about it. One thing that he had done, he'd attended commission meetings, so I think he had, three previous meetings, so he had a flavor for the issues at hand, plus some of the sentiment of the commission members. I thought that was really big. And there again, just agree with a lot of things that Miranda had spoken to. Candidate C, I would like to see him interviewed again. I think he did a really good job of interviewing. And just go one more. Candidate H, there again, a lot of things that Miranda spoke to. Think he would come across very well to constituents because he's got vast experience in it. And there again, his demeanor meant a lot to me because he isn't the proverbial politician. He's going to tell you what he thinks, right, wrong, and different. And then he did speak to that you're right for the brand, meaning that there may be issues come down that you don't 100% agree with, but you're working for the company. So, no, that's where I'm going to leave. Thank you.
Could you pass the recorder down to Commissioner Smith?
Thank you, Chair. I'll start my list with candidate A. I think that this candidate showed a lot of leadership. He's got a career in fish and wildlife management. I was impressed that he started at the very bottom, game warden, worked his way up to being the director of the agency. He had actually served as the deputy director at one time, too. Had a good visionary. The firm, direct approach to management, holding himself and others accountable. Plus I had one other note, very familiar with working with commissions. So that was A. My next was candidate E. Candidate E, first of all, out of a disparate background, was a very good communicator. A couple things that he said really resonated. One, I can get the boards to go where they want to go. And I thought that was a strong statement. I know this person has had a successful, has been very successful in working with the legislature and has carried some large programs. He's worked with other stakeholders, worked with the tribes. And so E was one of mine. And then candidate H. I'm always impressed with a person, because I lost my opportunity to do this, that went on with his educational career. He's our one PhD candidate. I liked what he studied in particular, and that was wildlife with predator-prey relationship. And that is foremost with this commission that we need to be working. Good legislative experience, has had the lead for that area for several years now. Did his homework when he came before us. Some little slight things when he introduced himself to me, he indicated where I was from without me even saying that. I thought, well, that makes you feel kind of welcome and warm. And I guess those are the key things, and those are the three that I had down.
Thank you. Commissioner Smith,
do
you
have
any
tape recorder? Going alphabetically, candidate C was, I thought, for a number of reasons, very appropriate to interview again. I thought very... I've worked with the individual off and on, and I've been impressed, and a nice personality. Candidate E, I thought, given what former commissioner indicated, legislative interaction, legislative experience, knowledge of the players in the state and the various agencies. And candidate H, I thought, as has been indicated already, the personality was very engaging, level of experience highly appropriate, and I think familiarity with the issues was there in a broad sense, and also seconding Commissioner Schmitten's familiarity and due diligence of us. My initial engagement with him at breakfast, not at eating breakfast with him, but passing by and saying hi, was he'd done his homework appropriately. So those are my three.
Thanks. Sorry.
No. Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I it was a good interview process, I thought, and I'd like to have a chance to interview candidate H, and I'll just speak real briefly because most everything's been said about these people, but I found that his charisma, his energy, and his passion, and I sensed from him that his accessibility would be really good from the public, from the legislators. He just seems to be the kind of guy that's got an open-door policy, and I find that of interest to me. Secondly, candidate A, great interest in the job, experience, seemed to be a good communicator. Look forward to the second round of interview questions with him. And I guess third in my mind, and not necessarily any priority, is E, it seems to be articulate and open-minded, and all the other positive things that have been said about a career individual in state government.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Manchin.
Yeah, I'd like to address... candidate H, candidate E. First of all, H. Appears to have a good science background. He has high expectations and works hard on an interface between boards and departments. He enforces policy if legislative or commission decrees that he does those types of things. He has worked with commissions almost continually and accepts the fact that commissions talk to staff if necessary. And he has tribal experience, which is a rarity among most of these candidates. And he has experience with the Endangered Species Act with a number of fisheries issues. Candidate E, natural resource conflicts are his specialty, especially water resource issues, primarily in the Columbia Basin, which have been successfully addressed under great duress and political issues associated with water use in the basin. He's been interested in a variety of habitat types throughout the state since childhood, which I think that kind of a broad background is helpful. He made one statement, which was lead, follow, or get out of the way, which he said was part of his leadership style, but he also said he must surround himself with the best available talent. He also has a number of years in the private sector, which I think is valuable both a political and a biological context. He has specific talent in getting from concept to completion on complex natural resource issues. And one thing that impressed me was his concern as a writer. He is a very good verbal communicator, but writes very well. And one statement that I'll finish with that I thought was impressive, and he said he cannot run a department from behind a desk.
Okay. Commissioner
King. So I am agreeing with most everything I'm hearing, and candidate H was a top candidate for me, interviewed extremely well. Carries the breadth and knowledge of experience from the ground up, working as a biologist all the way up to assistant director of another state in a Department of Wildlife capacity, which I don't think any of these candidates can nail every aspect we're after, but there's certain things that click my buttons, and one of them was, you know, having that management experience, that depth, that knowledge, tribal experience. Mm-hmm. So candidate H. I also was impressed with candidate A, again, from the knowledge and the breadth of experience as a director of a Fish and Wildlife Department, I think an excellent candidate. And then I had two that I would like to interview still, because candidate C, I think, gave an excellent interview, probably just really did a good job of interviewing. I know that candidate has a lot of experience in the aspects we're looking for, so I think that he deserves another interview. And candidate E had a different kind of set of experience, more legislative, more high-end, but I think, you know, would deserve another shot so we could see how they all interview and answer further questioning.
Thank you. Commissioner Kehoe, you're last.
But not least. But thank you, Chair. I do have the benefit of going last, and I'm not going to restate a lot of things that were said, but I have two candidates that I think we should continue the process with. Candidate C, I think what impressed me in particular was the letters of support that we received for this candidate from a broad range of different groups. I think that's important. And then also the other candidate E, I think a very, very difficult, challenging, maybe I should say, issue for the department and the leader of the department is the issue of tribal relations. And this person has experience in that field and has navigated through very difficult situations with positive results. I really think that candidate has skills that are essential for our next director. So,
great. Excellent job, everyone, articulating your thoughts and what's important to you. I think we did have a tremendous range of qualities to review in all of these applicants on the list. These are fine candidates. I'm very happy with this pool. I think you all captured some of the qualities that are most important to us. And so now that you've identified who you're interested in interviewing, we'll have Dennis tabulate the results so you can turn over your voting sheet. Well, we'll just have Dennis compile and tell us who got the most votes. It doesn't have to be a particular number. It's just he's going to give us, based on what he's heard and based on the voting sheets, he's going to then tell us who he recommends that we interview. And then while we're still in open session.
Do I have everyone's?
Do you have it? I'll go through the rest of the process, too. We're in open session. This is being recorded. The public was invited to attend this meeting, so I want to go through what the next steps are so it's all very clear and on the record. So once Dennis compiles the voting sheets and presents the results to us in terms of labels, we will then go into executive session for interviews of the finalists. After the interviews are completed, or during this executive session, we've also announced to the public in our agenda that we may need to consult with Bill Freymeyer, our AG, if you have any legal questions. If there's any uncertainty about our process that is associated with a legal issue, we are going to go into executive session that allows those discussions to occur, allows those topics to be raised. After the executive session concludes, then we will recess for the day. Tomorrow morning at the Comfort Inn, we'll have an all-day commission meeting on other topics. You've seen the agenda. We've published the agenda. So we will not be discussing the director selection until Saturday. Saturday, we will have an executive session early in the morning, 7 a.m. It will be at the Comfort Inn in our regular room. No.
Just right next door to it, though. The executive session is right next door.
Okay.
So, yes, Comfort Inn. I'll get you there.
Okay, so it'll be at the Comfort Inn, but in a different room than we're meeting.
At 7 a.m., correct?
7 a.m. We're having breakfast brought in so we can do a working breakfast. During the executive session, we'll be able to talk about the candidates' qualifications more openly, all the things that you might want to say in private, in frank, forthcoming conversation that is appropriate for an executive session. So we'll have an opportunity to refresh our memory about the various qualities and the various things that you may not have liked about candidates' answers. Then we're scheduled to go back into open session at 8 a.m. The public, and that will be the session in which we actually vote and we make known who we want as our director. As individuals, I'll ask you each to cast your vote for one person and explain your rationale to the extent you're willing. Because again, the public is going to want to understand why we are picking this person. So that will be an open session. If we do not feel that any of the candidates are adequate and appropriate for the director job and we're not ready to make a decision, that would be a decision in open session, too. To defer the decision till later, to continue the search process, would have to be a decision in open session and explained, if possible. And then we will have other topics. We'll move through the rest of the agenda on Saturday. This is a critical, big, important one, but we also have Willapa later that day, later that morning. So that's the process. I hope it's clear. Any questions? All right. It's on the record. Dennis, who will our finalists be?
Now, I don't know if you kept track of the letters and the names, so you know which ones I'm referring to. I'll pass this around so that you can be reminded of who they are. But those that received interest are candidates A, C, E, and H. So I'll say again, A, C, E, and H.
Okay. And when we, I thought that when we have our final selection in open session, we should continue to refer to them by their label, just to continue the confidentiality that we've promised. So we'll get those sheets in front of us when we have our discussion, both in executive session and in the open session. So please remember to refer to people by their letter label rather than their name. Okay, so we are ready to go into executive session. So we don't need this turned on anymore.
You want to just identify the two reasons you're going
to right. All these things to remember. Okay. All right. We're going into executive session. Pursuant to RCW 4230.110.1G, the commission will meet in executive session to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee. And RCW 4230.110.1I, to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency litigation or potential litigation to which the agency, the governing body, or a member acting in an official capacity is or is likely to become a party. When public knowledge regarding the discussion is likely to result in an adverse legal or financial consequence to the agency, and specifically related to open government legal issues related to the commission's selection of a new director. No action will be taken in executive session, and the public is not permitted to listen to the executive session. We will come back into can we recess right out of executive session, or we'll come back into open session at 3:30,
or soon thereafter,
or sooner, and then go into recess.